With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Even an historic park needs an update from time to time. So says the city of Kalamazoo, which is proposing a host of changes to Bronson Park, the oldest and most iconic in town. Those range from providing shade for event-goers at one end to rearranging the park's monuments and restoring Alfonso Iannelli's Fountain of the Pioneers. The city also wants to add seating in the park's reflecting pool. City Parks' Sean Fletcher explains how that would work.
The reflecting pool would stay, and it will get both the fountain and that reflecting pool will get brand new water filtration, new controls and pump systems in that. And then what we'd be able to do is, so you would raise the bottom of the pool. So instead of 22 inches of water, you might have 10 to 12 inches of water or 15 inches of water, whatever makes the most sense. And so then you would just drain that pool. And like I said, it would have a surface where people could sit chairs where you'd really be sitting inside the reflecting pool without water in it.
You talked about the monuments in the park. You said they're a bit randomly distributed right now, but I was trying to picture how you would organize them and wasn't immediately coming up with a picture of that. So how do you take the scattered monuments and make them more logically arranged?
Yeah, the master plan as it is right now has a couple kind of semi-circular paths at the east and west end. And the smaller, and by smaller I mean like 2 foot by 2 foot, you know, smaller pieces that are kind of randomly scattered would be placed along those semi-circular paths on the east and west ends of the park and really, you know, thoughtfully placed, you know, around those paths. So then you can walk those paths and see the different variety of, you know, small plaqued memorials and things like that.
Fletcher says the committee also took up the fate of one of the park's most distinctive features, a 1940 concrete fountain by sculptor Alfonso Iannelli. It needs repairs, but some find its imagery, which includes a pioneer figure facing and standing above a Native American, offensive. Fletcher explains the city's plans.
That fountain will be restored. Certainly that's contingent on fundraising efforts, but there's a very dedicated group of individuals, some folks that are involved with the Historic Preservation Commission, and I'm confident that they're going to raise the dollars necessary to fund, you know, park improvements, which includes Iannelli Fountain.
And do I understand correctly that there are some plans, maybe firmer or not as firm, for adding some historical context to the fountain since it's been a bit controversial?
Yeah, there's a subcommittee that's done a lot of work to provide, you know, education regarding the fountain itself, the history of the tribe that was located on that site for many, many years, a long, long time ago. So yeah, there's definitely a group working very hard to make sure the story is told and it's accurate portrayal of events that happened. The thought process behind Mr. Iannelli and his, you know, his art. And, you know, I think that's very helpful because I think you got to lay out the facts so people know exactly, you know, what this person was thinking. And, you know, one thing about art is it creates emotion and people respond to it differently. So at one point, I think there was some controversy surrounding it. And I think the educational component will really be helpful in that matter.
You've got the draft plan for Bronson Park. What's the next step?
The next step would be to just kind of tweak that, review it, tweak it, make the changes we feel that are necessary, work with our architect, and then probably have that plan go before City Commission for their blessing.
Sean Fletcher, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Sean Fletcher is the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Kalamazoo. You can hear our full interview with Fletcher at our website, wmuk.org. This is WMUK News. I'm Sevilla Mann.